History is just beginning to acknowledge the women who wrote, composed, painted, led revolutions, and worked anonymously in the shops, at home, in the factory, in the office, in the schools. Karen Nussbaum is executive director of 9 to 5, the National Association of Working Women. We asked for her comments on this International Women's Day.
History seems reassuringly distant. We know the stories which signify important events, the Boston Tea Party and the American Revolution, Harper's Ferry and the abolition of slavery, and the familiar contours of school book tales comfort us. We've remembered the hero. We've learned the lesson. The Triangle Shirtwaist Fire has been the story I always associate with International Women's Day. It's a stark story. In 1911, 146 women and girls died in a fire at a New York garment factory. The company locked the exits each day to keep the young workers in and union organizers out. The women died from fire and smoke inside the building or leapt to their deaths from the windows. The German labor leader, Clara Zetkin, proposed that March 8th be proclaimed International Women's Day in memory of women in the needle's trades and their struggles to better their lives. The Triangle Shirtwaist tragedy spurred on union organizing and became a rallying symbol of the fight for women's rights internationally. It outraged reformers and resulted in new labor standards. 1911, that's a long time ago, before my grandparents emigrated to the United States, before women had the vote. But the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire is hauntingly like the tragedy of just a few months ago at Imperial Foods, a chicken processing plant in Hamlet, North Carolina. Like the garment workers of the past, these poverty wage women worked under appalling conditions. And like the Triangle Shirtwaist owners, management at Imperial locked the exit doors. When the fire broke out, the workers were trapped. 25 died. Scores more were seriously injured. Triangle Shirtwaist and Imperial Foods are not the exception. Similar disasters are waiting to take place in modern-day sweatshops throughout the country. The tragedies rivet our attention. But the real lesson of nearly a century ago wasn't only that 146 women and girls died, but that hundreds of thousands marched in the streets and built unions. And it's that story we need to take to heart this International Women's Day.
Karen Nussbaum is executive director of 9 to 5, the National Association of Working Women.